You've reached Clear Cover's roadside assistance. My name's Elizabeth. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
No, I'm luckily.
But I have a screw in my tire, and it's like I got to the point where I got the lug nuts off, but the tire seized, and so I don't know if you can. What do you recommend, or if you could send somebody out in the morning or something?
Okay, and you said you did get all the lug nuts off?
I did, yeah, and so that part was good, but I just couldn't remove the tire for some reason.
Okay.
I'm trying again a second time, because I took the jacks out and then drove on it a bit to maybe loosen it up, so hopefully maybe this time.
Does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels? We do have those.
I don't know. I looked it up. It was something called seized tires where it's just stuck somehow.
Okay.
Like, I've changed my tires before, and I know it was kind of difficult, but it didn't seem this difficult.
And what type of vehicle do you have?
Toyota Prius.
In what year?
2013.
Okay. Okay, so for those type of cars, are they factory wheels?
I've had the tires replaced, but I believe it's factory wheels.
Okay, so it does say there is one lug nut in each wheel that is keyed.
Huh, because all the lug nuts removed, all five of them.
Okay.
So I did get all of them off. Side, front passenger side.
Okay. So I'm trying to see.
I tried picking it loose also because the video recommended kind of picking the tires. But that didn't seem to work.
Okay.
Or maybe I just wasn't kicking it hard enough.
Okay, so I just Googled your year and make and model of your vehicle. And
Pardon?
I Googled if your vehicle has locking wheels, and it's like everything I'm seeing saying that this does have locking wheels. But if that's the case, then you wouldn't be able to take the lug nuts off because one of them would be completely different, like than the rest.
Okay. Yeah. No. All of them came off. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I left one on for safety, but. They all came off. I put it back on.
Okay.
But yeah, that would be a good reason why. But yeah, I know I've changed the tires before, so.
Okay.
I know it can be difficult, but it just seemed to be locked up somehow. Some other reason besides the lug nuts.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to see, even if sending out someone to help you, if they would be able to get the wheel off either. I mean, they could try, I'm sure. Okay.
Well, I'm definitely hoping that, you know, just driving around on it just now did the trick.
Okay. And are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah, I'm in my garage.
Okay. And can I have the policyholder's first name, please?
Sure, Raphael.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure, R-A-P-H-A-E-L.
And can I get the policyholder's last name?
Sure, P-I-E-P-E-R.
And the phone number associated with the policy, please.
Okay, 719-491-7474.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service?
Yeah.
Okay. And for security reasons, can you please verify the address that's registered to your policy?
Sure, yeah. It's 2731 E. Bart Street, Gilbert, Arizona, 85295.
Okay, thank you. And what color is your vehicle?
Sorry about that.
It's what color? Hello, sir.
Oh, did you need more information? Or?
Yes, sir. What color is the vehicle?
It's dark blue.
Okay. And which tire is flat?
The front passenger side.
Okay.
Hold on, let me go. Yeah.
And you do have a good spare tire?
Yeah, that seems decent.
Okay, and do you have more than one flat tire?
No, all the other tires seem intact and good.
Okay, does your vehicle have locking hubcaps or wheels? You said no. Does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got that out already.
And you said you are located at your residence?
Oh, pardon?
I'm sorry. The phone's breaking up.
Oh, say again.
You said you're located with the vehicle at your residence, your home address?
Yes, it is safe here in the garage.
Okay.
I must have got the screw in the tire last time, not knowing that I had it, and then, you know, I didn't drive for a day, and then it was deflated today.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider. Once I have secured a provider for you, you will receive a text message to let you know the provider's name, phone number, and ETA to your location.
Do you think in the morning is okay for that, or I'll discuss that with them when they reach out to me?
Okay. Do you want to schedule this for in the morning, or do you want me to set it up for tonight? Because I'm not sure.
I mean, because I'm still going to give
tonight.
It another try right now and see if it works.
Okay. So we can.
Hey, sorry,
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you your ticket number.
Roadside assistance.
And
okay, sure.
Whenever you get ready for the service, give us a call back, give us the ticket number, and we can go ahead and work on it for you. Let me know when you're ready for that number.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 111-996.
Pardon, say again.
Yes, sir. 111-996. 08.
One more time. I'm sorry, I didn't have you on speaker.
Okay, it's 111.
Okay.
996.
916.
99. Two nines. It's 3129608.
Perfect.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Thanks for setting me up there, and I look forward to hearing from them. And I'll let you guys know if I figure it out right now.
Okay. Yes, sir. And thank you for calling. You have a lovely night.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye.